When you have the most Latina queens in one season of RuPaul's Drag Race, what should you do?
We make them shake their fat ass.
Isn't that weird, right? What? To put a flamenco contest when a lot of them are Latino.
I didn't put the two and two together because, hi, I don't see color, Annie.
That's a lie, Minty.
And happy Chinese New Year's. That's the only color I see.
It would have passed at this point.
It doesn't matter. It's a week-long celebration. And it's fun titled where we serve every podcast with an FU.
So going over episode 6 of RuPaul's Drag Race season 16. They did the mini challenge.
Every time Chaya comes on, my dad's like, hey, it's her. I'm like, how do you know her? You know, she's like a variety celebrity. She's just like here and there.
A C-list celebrity.
Nothing to do with her time celebrity. And yeah, they did a little flamenco contest. I couldn't really give a shit.
I thought it was cute.
Any queen who brags about winning a mini challenge and suck my chode.
That's all they can brag about. What else can they do?
Although it was a big prize, though.
Yeah, a trip to Spain? Holy shit.
So, Tsunami Muse won it, and she let it get to her head, and I'm like, you go, girls. You're 5 seconds of fame. God. Next time you get attention is when you go home.
That's what Q said in last week's Untucked.
Really?
Well, because the whole point was that, not really, it was the whole who should go home. Q said Amanda and Tsunami, and Tsunami's like, why'd you say my name? And Q was like, I don't know, because it's the truth?
So it's the 2-for-1 special, bitch.
I'm just like, why do you care? Who the fuck cares? Why do you care what anyone else thinks?
Then RuPaul said, all right, y'all, welcome to the dollhouse. Everyone has to make their doll. You tell a fun story, and you have to match with your doll.
You know what? In the beginning, I thought, oh, very clever. I like the challenge. By the end of it, I was over it.
Okay.
Because I thought, like, you know how they're branding as, like, a design challenge, a branding challenge, a storytelling challenge. I was like, oh yeah, you know, I can see all three of this being part of this. But when you get to like the end, it was kind of like, it was really just a design challenge.
It really, huh? Okay, what I didn't get was Geneva Carr. It's like, I don't have enough fabric for my doll. It's like, what are you talking about, Geneva? What you had looked fine enough. It's a fucking doll. He's only yay big.
Yeah, because you're telling me they had enough of that aqua blue outfit to make 3 girls' outfits, but not enough red to make 1 girl's outfit?
Yeah, I mean, Plain Jane was on her knees begging for that red, and they had enough of that ugly, I want to say aqua, turquoise.
Yes, right? So I'm like, did you like waste all the red? Like, how's that possible?
I was saying they like talk during the crafting stage. Normally it's boring. It's a little interesting this time around. Barely.
It was okay. I mean, the whole like, has Lane Jane turned a new leaf? And it's like, no. And she's like being sly about it.
But she has a dramatic, sad story about being Russian.
I thought Q's story was sadder.
No, it is, but you know, like, what am I gonna be here? We're not power scaling tragic past here.
All right, let's get into the queens. I will say, I don't know any of their stories, really.
I mean, I know Megami's because it's the most generic bullshit. Plain Jane was memorable because that was funny.
I guess. Okay, so, in whatever order Annie thought...
I wrote down the names by how I remembered it. And, like, sometimes if the queens appeared on screen, like, oh, right, that one.
So, whatever order Annie can remember them or has a physical cue on when to write their fucking name, even though they could have just waited until the actual goddamn runway.
Well, I want to, you know, if there's any funny drama in the beginning, I wanted to write it down.
Was there funny drama?
No. This season of Queens are weird.
No, there's a lot of like villain edits. Because when you watch the Meet the Queen, they're always like, oh, there's a lot of fighting and everyone's a villain. And I'm like, okay. But it's really just Plain Jane. So Nymphia Wynn was Young Spring Banana.
The dress was really pretty. But okay, the doll's dress was really pretty. The Nymphia could not match the doll, IMO.
Okay, since this is a branding contest, it had to be banana themed.
I mean, it had to be, right?
I kind of wish it was something else because it was just felt very uninspired. Because I was expecting her to do so well, and then she just kind of like meh.
Yeah, considering what her first design challenge was,
right? The tie, and this was like beautiful and awesome. And this one was just like, it doesn't say banana, it doesn't say young spring, it doesn't say, it says like middle school prom.
The fact that these girls are fighting for fabric, I thought to myself, oh, okay, they didn't give you much to work with because there's some ugly outfits and a lot of outfits only have 1 to 2 patterns. Then I found out Q stole it all because holy shit, I can't believe she was in the same design challenge. challenges them.
I guess we're skipping over to Q.
No, we don't have to. You know, she's like,
oh no, we're here now. Q's one was drop dead gorgeous.
It's really funny because I wouldn't think they would think it's couture because it seems like anime to me, but you know, the judges liked it and I'm like, good.
But I think, like, I don't know, I guess the anime might have a little too muchness, but like she pared it down to be more couture and it was just like a lot of patterns, but they didn't clash, a lot of elements, so there was things to look at, but it wasn't too much, and it was just like, god damn, you know?
Q is everything Megami should have been.
Q, Dawn, Nymphia. Because, okay, going to Megami, who honestly I could have seen being one of the bottom twos as well. Megami, like, I'm New York queen. Like, your branding's not New York. At least I didn't think so, because your name's fucking Megami, so I thought it'd be Japanese, I thought it'd be the heaven theme, I thought it'd be cosplaying, but your branding is New York?
Hey Megami, sweetie, you should have made a deal with Plain Jane and switched to blues, because if you wanted to be the Statue of Liberty, the dark blue really didn't sell it.
You know, that's kind of, yeah.
And it was just a mismatch, like, I have flowers on my shoulders. Why? Why, you dumb Naruto bitch?
I like the blue sparkly, but I thought she needed one more fabric to kind of break stuff up so you can see shape. I thought she was just one fat blob.
The one fat bodysuit.
I want Megami gone so bad. Megami and Maya, I just want them gone. I want them, like, out of existence gone.
I want to go in the past, fuck the grandpas, and got them gone.
Because going to Maya, oh my god, Maya's one is so goddamn ugly.
Okay, the storyline of this episode is that Sophia helped Maya with her outfit, but she helped Maya so much she couldn't look in her own outfit with the whole opera coat. And I'm just like, hey, Sophia, sweetie, we knew Maya was going to be on the bottom. Why, why prevent the inevitable? Why are we doing the Bluey episode where she tried to stop the rain?
Yeah, that's true. Because you kind I have to know. You look around and you're just thinking, some of these girls really don't belong here. Because you know that when they cast, they're not casting all winners. They cast a gradient from people who really suck to middle to really great.
You can say Megami, Morphine, and Q.
No, yeah. So I'm like, Maya's not gonna go very far. I mean, I don't know why people are impressed by her talent show, but I was not.
How dare Maya say that? Well, Sophia only put the zipper on.
What was the point of the zipper?
Because they didn't make the bodysuit properly, obviously. It's like, girl, we saw the footage. That wasn't no edit. Sophia made that shit. And maybe Sophia personally asked, hey, Maya, I'm not really a fan of how this outfit came out. Can you leave my name out of your mouth? Thanks.
When they put Jane Doe in the credits. Well, going to Sophia, who, I don't know what was going on in her brain. I mean, her look wasn't that great, but it wasn't shitty enough to use the immunity potion.
So let's talk about that. So Sophia used the Infinity Stones, the immunity potion, and does the whole stupid gimmick of, oh, I have regrets because all the judges looked godsmack as I drank it and it tasted like poison. Like, Sophia, you were born to be a theater kid. The way you described that, you piece of shit. Good job describing maybe like the worst decision you made. Honestly, it wasn't that bad. Like, honestly, if I looked around, there were three worst people, hands down.
Oh, for sure.
And it's not like the golden brick in Lego where if you're in the bottom, then like you lose the golden brick or the immunity potion.
Right.
You could have risked it. She needed a fur coat, but you know, how she gonna get a fur coat?
Well, she tried to make the opera coat apparently, which I have no idea what an opera coat is.
I think that's an internet Bowser.
I'm not sure what joke you're going with.
There's an internet called Opera.
Oh, okay.
It's literally just a riddle. I have a lot of internet jokes in my head, but moving on to Dawn, who I really, really, really think should have been on the bottom.
You know, the second time I got a look at her outfit, I could see why it was well made. I don't know if I necessarily like the aesthetic of it, because I don't know, I didn't like the whole headdress thing, but I guess it was alien, so. You know what's weird? Because I don't understand why some queens had to stay on brand, and then some queens could get away with just being, like, the special edition. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it was okay for Dawn to go space and Plain Jane to go aqua, but then Geneva couldn't be, like, Texas version. Now, don't get me wrong, being the daintiest in Texas makes no fucking sense to me.
Yeah, you know, like, Dawn and Morphine, right? Hey, don't do your brand, you know? We want to see diversity. Very nice challenge. Brand yourself as a doll.
To be fair though, BBL should not be a brand. It doesn't really make sense. So I thought it was okay, I guess.
I guess it was well made. It wasn't couture, but
I don't know. Apparently, it could walk this runway.
I'm kind of getting tired of Dawn a little. Like, I know, like, she doesn't give the same energy as Willow Pill.
No, well, okay. Because Willow Pill will always, like, blow you out of water of weirdness. But I think Dawn is still one of those queens who does things her own way.
Dawn does things her own way, but like, it's a little bit, it's too much, but at the same time, too ugly.
No, I won't stand for this blasphemy.
I'm just saying, compared to, I know it's not fair, but compared to Denim, Dawn has a ways to go.
Denim?
Yeah.
From Canada?
Yeah, because Denim was weird.
Yeah, but Denim was way ugly.
Well, moving on to someone real ugly. I don't know how this person escaped the bottom.
Tsunami Muyo's honestly, like, I would say she's like fourth worst. Because Maya, Geneva, and Megami are the worst. So Tsunami's like fourth. It was just like pedestrian.
I don't know what she made. Was it the pants?
I guess.
Because you take off the neck thing and you could have been 10 times cuter.
There was nothing saving that outfit. She looked like a 12-year-old.
Yeah, that's all she wants. You know how in Barbie, it's like collagen Barbie. Now we have this Barbie will forever be 5. Well, she's safe, but I guess. I don't know why.
For now, I like her attitude. I like her personality for the most part. Q is right. She is not making the way that you think she would be making.
I like that metaphor.
Honestly, I thought they were going to make that joke in the show. I've been holding on to it.
Moving on to Morphine Celine Dion Love. That's right, that's her name. I thought the outfit was okay.
I like the outfit, but it felt a little derivative of that J-Lo Versace runway look.
Oh, I see
that
it now.
Green one. Because I thought like, okay, Kobe brought in, then Sasha Kobe did. Okay, now we have Morphine and it's kind of like, kind of over it.
We gotta see that kind of dress the top more. It's been a long time since I've seen those kind of tops. Like two straps just holding the boobs.
Yeah, but it's kind of like resort looking, that's why.
Sexy, that's what it is. Moving on to Plasma. You think Plasma's only on the bottom because that headscarf she couldn't keep on top of her head or just leave it down?
Yeah, I don't know what the importance of that was. I guess because it took away from the story, but I'm like, who fucking cares?
My theory is that she's only on the bottom for that whole Fabric storyline, all those blue bitches being together.
Well, they did have all three on there.
On the stage. I thought she was cute, though.
It was okay.
Not top. I thought it was safe, at least.
And then last but not least, McLean Jane.
We didn't talk about Geneva Carr, but it's okay. We don't want to talk about Geneva Carr.
She'll be least and last.
Plain Jane was cute.
Plain Jane, you know what? I don't like Plain Jane, but damn, was it cute.
She was giving me Denali vibes.
Oh, you know, kind of. You had a high ponytail.
Ice skater. Man, ice skater or a mermaid?
Her
knows?
Story was funny. Yeah. No one else really had a story that was worth listening to, but Plain Jane was pretty funny.
I didn't like how Sophia had a really manly voice in hers.
Made it hard to understand.
Yeah, it was.
Now, Geneva Carr was just garbage from head to toe. I cannot believe that guest judge was just like, neck up, great. Neck down, terrible.
She really did look like she was getting ready for her quinceañera.
Why was that neckline so big on the doll, but so small on her?
Not enough fabric.
I can't be it.
How dare you use up all the red? I'll never forgive you.
I know. So I'm looking at like how, when Annie does know, she draws little pictures. And yeah, a lot of blues.
A lot of blues. And then Nymphia was like, can I take all the yellow? Oh, no one wants yellow. All right. I'm feeling yellow.
When don't you feel yellow? I mean, it was just how bad Geneva could have done this. How hard could it be to make your doll and your own outfit look the same? Or at least like similarly silhouetted.
I like how Maya, they're like, man, she's padded for the gods, but the doll has no padding. She could have put Q-tips.
Is that fair? Did everyone else pad their dolls?
I think it's because Maya is super, like, you know, if your story is about being super padded and doing flips, your doll or you should be doing the flips.
Also, was Michelle Versailles expecting Maya to just slip on stage?
I mean, she had to do it eventually.
So then, Maya and Geneva were on the bottom. I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, Geneva, you got on top one time, and it's all you got. Been bottom since out.
Well, she's won the girl group challenge, which is worth nothing, in my opinion.
I thought it was so funny. It's like, congratulations, all your 1/4 of a win. Aw, thanks. More than you.
Not until this episode. Oh, yeah, the second Q won this episode.
Yeah, and then Dawn was the one who said that.
I almost thought Dawn was gonna win, that's why.
I would have screamed. I saw like, that edit of Q being like, bitch, why RuPaul, why'd you say Dawn's name? Oh, it's telling us he's safe, okay.
So Geneva and Maya lip sync to Control by Janet Jackson.
Maya is so lucky that was a very sexy flip kind of song. If that was a slow song and she's doing flips all across the stage, that wasn't gonna work.
To be fair though, this is Geneva's third time on the bottom.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just imagining Maya flipping to Wrecking Ball. I think she could make it work.
I will say, I did like this performance of Maya much better than I did like her talent show.
And she landed on her hooker heels. That was so cool.
Oh, the breakdance move?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was so cool to see Maya and Mirage fight.
Right? Honestly, Mirage and a mandatory meeting got out way too early. Because I can't imagine a Snatch game without Amanda. Now, I'm not saying Amanda's going to do a fantastic job, but it'd be funny either way.
Oh, God. Can you imagine a Snatch game with Megami? I don't want to live in that timeline. Megami's going to be like, I picked the greatest culture of all. Some smuck you didn't hear about.
I was so happy that during the lip sync, we finally saw someone shade the lip sync.
Oh, you fucking love that.
Morphine telling Geneva, well, at least she did something. Because I swear to God, they stopped taking out the shades.
Like, and that's what we watch all the time, a compilation of drag queens not living for each other's dances.
Yeah.
Because the last time I honestly remember them shading someone was when that one queen was shading Silky Nutmeg Ganache during No Scrubs.
Season 11. And we're on 16.
Holy shit. But yeah, Maya won, of course, and Geneva's like, well, yeah, I did overstay my welcome, huh?
No shit.
The next challenge is the Sound of Music.
Isn't it weird that they're going back to classic? Like, I feel like they always stay on top of pop culture, and now they're like, let's go like to like one of the first musicals ever.
Maybe they got the rights.
And isn't this kind of a lot of people to have a musical?
It's gonna be a lot of duels and like, duets.
Is there even that many characters in that show?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure Nymphia Wind was playing Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
I don't know anything about Sound of Music except that there are 7 children.
Well, let me tell you about the Van Traps off screen, because right now we have to go.